Gentlemen, may I start with a story, a most inspiring story about Moshe Feinstein. I don't know if it's a well-known story or not. I think it's an amazing story about Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Livoch. I know it's not the odd side, and I know that we're not even going to mention that Moshe tonight, but I think it's an amazing story. The story goes of a group of youngsters, and it looks like teenagers haven't changed. It was a group of slightly bored, Leil Shishi at Thursday evening, the Bochum were a bit bored, and it sounds to be quite serious. They decided to make some trick phone calls, and not stump trick phone calls, but they decided to make trick phone calls to Rabbonim and Poskim and Gdolim. In the middle of the night, they started making phone calls, and one of them was Mechubad with calling up Moshe Feinstein in the middle of the night with a trick phone call. Can you believe it? So, and Moshe Feinstein was well known that Moshe Feinstein would go to sleep strictly at 11 p.m. And he would, with that, there was no exception to that, and he would strictly wake up at 4 o'clock, 4 a.m., yes, without alarm clock, that is. He never used an alarm clock. And these were the few hours before davening he would learn, and that's when he would write his tshuvas, and that was his best hours. So he was woken up at 12:30, there was a phone call, this bochin called him up, and this particular bocha called him up, and the Rebbetzin picks up, and he says, I want to speak to the Shiva Moshe. And he said, well, he's sleeping. He said, oh, it's an emergency. I need to speak to him now. So the Rebbetzin Feinstein said, all right, okay, good, let me just wake him up. So she puts the phone down and she goes and she wakes him up. It is 12:30 in the morning, and he comes to the phone and he says, hello. And I said, just give me 2 minutes. He probably goes out, and he comes back 2 minutes later. And then this bocha asks this most ridiculous question, like a crazy question, non-relevant and not important, and a crazy question. And Moshe then replies in complete calmness. He then says, my dear bocha, without asking his name, my dear bocha, tell me what are you learning at the moment? What are you learning? And then this bocha, suddenly the tone changes completely. You know, that's not what he expected. He felt a bit silly at that point. He said, well, I'm learning, I don't even know what I'm learning. What masechta are you learning? He says, yeah, I think we're learning Bov Metzia. He says, Bov Metzia? All right. Which perek? He says, I don't really know. He says, just check quickly. What you learning? He said, well, tells him which perek. He says, which stuff? He says, I have no clue. He said, just check which stuff. He said, until he investigates what he's learning. He says, okay, tell me, do you know the Gemara? And the Bochum says, no, I haven't got a clue. He says, okay, fine, so let's learn it together. So this was by then 12:45 in the morning, and they go through the sugya together. They go through the sugya. Moshe goes and teaches him the sugya. He says, do you understand the Gemara? He says, no, don't understand the Gemara. He says, okay, let's go over it again. And here is a Moshe Feinstein going through the Gemara again. And then he says, do you understand now? He says, no, I don't have. Let's go over it again. And he goes to the third time. Do you understand the Gemara? Yes, I do. Okay, let's go through Rashi. And then he goes through Rashi once. Do you understand Rashi? No, I don't. Go through a second time. Until after the third time, yes, I chap Rashi. Okay, let's look at Tosfos together. It's 1 o'clock in the morning by then. Let's look at Tosfos together. Do you understand the kasha of Tosfos? No, I don't chap the Tosfos kasha. You know, until you go three times over Tosfos, until he understands, glass clear, the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, the kasha and the teretz of Tosfos. This was 1:30 in the morning by then. Moshe then tells him, okay, listen, I've got a kasha on this Gemara, which I don't know the answer. Let me explain to the kasha on this sugya. The Moshe Feinstein at 1:30 in the morning explains to this bocha a kasha on this particular sugya. And he makes it clear. He goes over it once, twice, three times, until this bocha, who had called him for a trick phone call, understood the Moshe Feinstein, the posting hadoyer, the gadol hadoyer, he understood his kasha. And he says, okay, fine. Tomorrow, do you understand the kasha now? He says, yeah, I understand the kasha. Do you understand the Gemara? Yes, I do. Rashi? Yes, I do. Tosfos? Yes, I do. My kasha? Yes, I do. And Moshe Feinstein, he says, okay, tomorrow during Shir, yeah, tomorrow when you go to Shir, in high school or whatever, so after Shir, yeah, when you're going through this Tosfos, ask this kasha, okay? He says, yeah, yeah. He says, no, not yeah, yeah. Will you? And then it committed, yes, I will ask this kasha. And he said, okay, very good, I wish you a very good night. And he hanged up the phone, and that was the end of it. And Moshe Feinstein did not go back to sleep. He carried on learning. But this particular book, he eventually made it, you know, he must have felt really, I don't know how he felt, but he went during Shir, he went to sleep, whatever, woke up. And then eventually it was a Shir. And during Shir, he had committed to Moshe Feinstein, he's going to ask this particular kasha. And just so, okay, during the Shir, he raised his hand and he asked his kasha. And nobody could believe. This is an incredibly deep question, and this Magid Shir, who had given the Shir for so many weeks and months, but he couldn't believe this is a really decent question. He couldn't believe it. He never asked anything through all those weeks and months in Shir. The only thing he asked was, you know, can I go out and have a drink kind of thing. You know, and he suddenly asked this incredible kasha. So he asked him, where do you get this kasha from? So he says, oh, I got this kasha. I learned with my chavusa Moshe Feinstein at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got this kasha from him. But I think what it's, that's the end of the story. The story continues that apparently this bracha changed and he became the story goes that he became a posig or whatever, but that's not even relevant. What I think is an incredible aspect of this, what I think incredibly inspiring about this story is if you look at Moshe, it's incredible because the patience that he had, you know, how most people react to the trick phone call 1:30, you know, he's got what to do, he's a posig hadoi, and how most people react to that kind of behavior. And it's not despite the fact that he was a godel that he behaved like that, but surely it's because it goes hand in hand that the fact that he was a godel b'Yisrael made him, you know, that's why he was a godel b'Yisrael, because his level of patience. I think it's an incredible story. I just wanted to share that with you. I think it's an amazing story because that patience and that level of calmness and serenity, I think it's incredible. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. We are up to. Pardon? Oh, very good. I didn't think of that. Yes, very good. I didn't think of that. Yes, you're right. Good, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we are in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and it's really a fascinating topic. This week we'll be covering, Mitzvah Hashem, many questions. Just we will be discussing tonight. I want to look at the correct timing for the bracha. When is the right time you make the bracha Netilas Yadayim? We want to look at, during the week, we'll also be learning about children, what is the right time for chinuch, about Netilas Yadayim. We'll talk extensively about the Ruach Ra. We'll be talking about the unanswered and unresolved question about non-food people touching foods, and about other areas, or other things which also require us to wash hands without the bracha because of Ruach Ra. So all this, amongst many other things, Be'ezer Hashem will be covered this week. I want to start with the Mishnah Berurah that we finished off last week with, which is the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkotn Dalet. But just as a matter of introduction, we've got to just recap a little bit what the Mishnah Berurah taught us in Sefkotn Aleph. Why is it that we've got a requirement to wash hands? Not just to wash hands, but the broch on the Netilas Yadayim. Where does this takana really come from? So we learned there is two prime Rishonim, two approaches in Rishonim, why we've got to wash our hands. The Rosh holds that we wash hands because Yadayim Askonias, because our hands tend to touch parts of the body which require afterwards to wash the hands. Now, I want to emphasize what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkotn Aleph, because that's going to be really important in our context tonight. I'm just looking at Sefkotn Aleph. Yesh arosh kasel fi shadaim shel adam oskon yisem v'yef shel shaliga b'vasam tunof b'laylo. And now look at those words. For those tiknu chazal brocha netil likri ashma v'letfila. Rabbi Yisai, if a person has got dirty hands during the day, does it matter? Dirty hands during the day, does it matter? Is it a problem to have hands that has touched uncovered parts of the body? Does it matter? It doesn't really matter. Why would it matter? In what sense does it matter? Exactly. So it's important to clarify and to stress and to emphasize that. Mishnah Berurah says that the Rosh, the fact that you've got hands that touched uncovered parts of your body, the fact that Chachomim required you to make a bracha that's only in context of and because of Likriya Shema veLetfilah. It's connected to Tefillah. You got to wash your hands. You woke up in the morning, you got to wash your hands because you touched parts of the body and you want to daven. So it's connected to the tefillah, to Shema Esther that you have to do with clean hands. That's approach of the Rosh number one. The other Rishonim say that why do we need to wash hands? Rashba, because Be'er Chadosha, we are newborns. Kodesh Baruch Hu took our neshama during the night. We have returned. Our bodies received again the neshamas. It's a great, how should we call it? It's not a nace. It's a great Chesed, yeah, it is. The apostle calls it the Chesed. Chadoshim lafkorim rabbi munasecha, yeah. And now we've been given again the neshama, and we need to wash our hands. And that's a little bit similar to the Kohanim doing the Avodah, and therefore we've got the Rashba is about the words are we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu that He's created us to serve Him, and for this we wash our hands. Okay, now we got to go with both approaches. Approach Rosh, approach Rashba. And this is not even taken into consideration a very important third aspect, which is what? No. Ruach Ra, which is the third aspect, which is Ruach Ra, which is the bad spirits, which is also on our hands, which is like a third kind of aspect, and which is not even one of the main 2 points. Now, we've got to take both in. So now let's clarify. This is really important. Now we want to keep the Rosh, we want to keep the Rashba. So now, when do we wash our hands? And when do we make its bracha? Is it when you wash your hands after waking up? Say you wash negel vasa. Do you make the bracha then? Let's think this through. According to the, let's start with the Rashba, opinion 2. According to the Rashba, does it make sense to wash hands then and make a bracha then upon waking up? Absolutely. Absolutely, because you woke up straight away before anything else. You wash your hands. Be'chadosha, you thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. Wow, new day, new life, new opportunities. You make a bracha. That's the Rashba straight away. However, let's think about the Rosh. What does the Rosh say? Why the first opinion? What does the Rosh say? You make the Tilas Yadayim. Why? Because what? Yodim Askonias. Now Yodim Askonias means you're touching parts of the body which are uncovered. Now, does it make sense to make a bracha at this point? You're waking up, you're still in pyjamas, you're washing your hands. What's going to happen in a minute and a half? You're going to touch other parts, you're going to get dressed. Inevitably, when you're getting dressed, you're going to touch again parts of your body. I mean, it's nearly impossible not to. So it doesn't make sense to make the bracha now, according to the Rosh. Because how can you say, you know, my hands are clean? Well, in a minute you're gonna touch again uncovered parts. Furthermore, we said before the Rosh is closely connected to. Rosh is closely connected to. No. Brochus to Tefillah.
So is the other one.
No, probably not. Yeah, that's not as directly connected. The Rosh is clearly, I know what you're referring to, but the Rosh is clearly Tiknu Chazal Brochal and Tiel Kriyashma Veletfila. The Rosh is clearly, 1 second, the Rosh is clearly meaning that you're washing your hands, you've got clean part, you're cleaning your hands in order to say Brochas and Tfila and Shema. So, Negelvasa, according to the Rosh, you can't make a Brocha. You're going to touch other parts of your body and you're not ready to daven yet. So what are we going to do? So what are you going to tell me? So I want to address the question now, because the Halacha speaks in great detail about this now. When do we make the bracha of Al Netilas Yodayim? Do you recite Al Netilas Yodayim straight upon waking up? You wash negel vasa, you make the bracha. Or, which seemed to make sense according to the Rashba, certainly. Or, are you going to wait until your hands are completely clean and you're ready to daven? Which seemed to make more sense according to the Rosh.
The latter.
According to the Rosh. So what are we going to do? Yes, Stephen.
But
I'm with you.
At the very beginning, when you're doing negel vasa, you might not be appropriately dressed at that point.
Correct.
You're just getting out of bed. So you wouldn't really make a bracha at that stage if you're not appropriately dressed. How can you make a bracha when you're getting out of bed if you're not appropriately dressed?
It's very interesting that you're raising this point, and according to the Rosh, you're 100% right. You're right. You're actually bringing a very correct point. The question to you is that according to the Rashba, who holds that the reason why you're making a bracha is because new day, new opportunities, you're grateful for the new day that new neshama has been given to you. According to that, you make the bracha as soon as you wash negel vasa ASAP, don't delay. So according to the Rashba, it wouldn't make sense to make the bracha at that stage. Before anything else. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to just say what the Mishnah was. So this is a bit of a dilemma. When is the right point to make the right bracha to make on the Tzitzit? Now, Rabbi Yisai, let's think about it for a second. If we are making on the Tzitzit Sudaim later part of the brachas, okay? So you wash negel vasa, you don't make a bracha, you go to the bathroom, you get dressed, and you go to shul. And you make the bracha at that point. According to which opinion, where is the problem by doing that?
Interruption,
very good. According to which opinion? According to everyone, probably, and certainly according to the Rashba. Rashba says you make the bracha upon waking up. You woke up 20 minutes, half an hour ago. Yeah, now you're going to make the brachas? It sounds wrong. Okay, Rabbi, so let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. I've gotten dalad over here because this is key. Ve'afilu v'chulu v'aroitzel istalek min ha-sofek. Says the Mishnah Berurah at page 16. Say, I've gotten dalad. Ve'aroitzel istalek min ha-sofek. Somebody wants to get out of any problems. Yizoher, what you're going to do is, la'asiz tzrochov, teche asher ma'im, al yodov sholesh pa'omim. You're going to be excused. When you're leaving the toilet, you wash your hands again. You make ashiyotza at that stage. What you're meant to do is to not recite the bracha immediately until you wash your hands a second time after you've left the toilet.
So which one?
So therefore, yeah. You need to wash your hands again. And the bracha, the chiyuv would be for that. Yes, good.
So
of course, according to the Rosh, this is very good and very correct. The problem is, you're losing the Rashba. Because the Rashba, surely, by washing Negelwasser, and that's what the Bialocha says, by washing Negelwasser, you are Yoitzer, the opinion of the Rashba. You don't make a Bracha. You do or you don't?
You don't.
You don't. Okay, so when you wash later, but how can you make a Bracha later on? That's the Bialocha's question. How can you make a Bialocha 20 minutes later when you're in shul? You're going to make the bracha on the Netilat Sudaim on the Netili which took place 20 minutes earlier. According to the Rashba, but it's a very substantial hefsek.
But Rabbi, what could you do?
If you needed
to be excused.
Yeah, it's a lose-lose situation. Absolutely. There's no two-way, there's no real, it's a problem. Whatever you do, you're a problem. So Rabbi Yisai, I'm just sharing you what the Bialocha says. And there is chalkim on this. And the Mishnah Berurah himself doesn't seem to be too convinced. Allow me to share what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, what the best approach is. You wash negel vasa? Yes?
If you do it the way you said, you wash your hands for negel vasa, don't say the bracha, you then go to the toilet, do you say then the Natilus Adoyim and then the bracha for the toilet, or do you say the bracha for the toilet first and then the Natilus
Adoyim? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, to answer your question, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaya Adam, who says that you wake up, you wash your hands, and you do not recite the bracha, despite the Rashba, and then you go to be excused, you get dressed, and you wash your hands again before davening, and then you make the bracha.
But do you say, I'd say yotzah first, or until the Shidoyim first?
No, according to the Bialocha, it is right and proper to say all the brachas together once you wash your hands and you say Asher Yotza.
And then you turn it to Shidoyim afterwards? Or
do
you say
Natila Shidoyim
before
Asher Yotza? Yeah, you say Al Natila Shidoyim and Asher Yotza together with all the brachas. That's what the Bialocha seems to be saying in the name of the Chai Adam. Okay. Which one do you say first?
Which one do you say first?
Al Natila Shidoyim you say first.
And then Asher Yotza.
And then you say Asher Yotza.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Rabbi said, this is what the Bialocha Paskin, despite the controversy, that's how he passed. Does that make sense?
When we say, yes, it does, when you say make a bracha before davening, so let's say it's Shabbos morning and I wake up at 7:30 and we have an 8:30, I would do it 7:30.
Yeah. So I suppose the answer is you try to keep the hefsek as short as possible. You know, there's no... It's fine, I suppose it's fine, but I suppose you should try to keep the hefsek as short as possible. Many people will wash their hands again just before davening, just to fulfill the opinion of the Rosh.
When you wash your hands, you have to...
Oh, that we'll discuss that. The answer is, but you have it not, but we'll discuss that. No, but according to the Rosh, you make a bracha every time before davening again. Yeah, okay, but we don't pass night the Rosh, we don't make a bracha before Mincha, before Maariv. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, this is really a key and a bialocha, which is a bit controversial. Not everybody is so, you know, there is other approaches in it, but that's certainly how the Mishnah will pass in the name of the Chai Adam. Just one more halacha before we close off for this evening. In top of page 16, the Ramah says you will recite Asher Yotza even in the morning, even if you're not excused. Asher Yotza is to be said either way in the morning part of the brachas, even if a person didn't have to go out. So that's what the Mishnah Paskins, that's the Ramah Paskins over here. Okay, and the next halacha will be with God Maim Apsum and that we will leave for tomorrow evening Be'ezer Hashem. Rabbi said, just to summarize, this important yesodis that we learned this evening, we spoke about the Rosh. Rosh holds that this is going to, we're going to continue to speak about this important machlokas of the whole simon. So we've got the Rosh. The Rosh holds you make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim because of your hands may have touched uncovered parts of your body. And you got to wash them before davening. This is the Rosh. The Rashba, however, holds that the reason why you wash your hands and you make a bracha, the Rashba holds, is because of Bir Chadosha. That is not directly connected to davening. It is a bit like the Kohen Gadol, but it's not directly connected to davening. So therefore, Nafkamina is, when is the correct timing to make the bracha? According to the Rosh, you'd make it straight before davening. According to the Rashba, you make it straight upon waking up. The halacha lemaisa, the bialacha suggests what you're meant to do is you wake up, you wash neglevas, you don't make a bracha, you then go be excused, you get dressed, you go to, and you wash your hands again before davening. You wash your hands again before davening, and you will make the bracha at that point together with all the other brachas. He says that's the right way to do it. That's the best approach. His Mishnah is not even convinced about it, but the Meister, there's no better way to go out of to get away with fulfilling all opinions. Okay, that's it for this evening. Rabbi Stein, we'll carry on more details, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow evening.